Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman, Jr. With me is Ty St. Julian. And we have in the past played some CDs from a 10-CD set, which is called The History of Early Music. Well, we're going back to one more of those CDs, and this particular CD is called The Gradual Rise of Instrumental Music. We have three sections concerning all of this instrumental music that you'll be hearing today. Part one is dealing with transcriptions and reductions. And that means transcriptions of vocal music or music for more than one voice, but put into an instrumental setting. The second set is called Music Just to be Played. And the third set, as you'll hear near the end of this program, is Music for Dancing. So we're going to begin with that section called Transcriptions and Reductions.
The first piece is by Cipriano de Rore, who lived someplace around 1515 to 1565. And this is an ensemble of viols called Labyrintho. Following that, a piece that was written by Jakob von Eyck, who lived from 1590 to 1657, Questa Dolce Sirena for flute. And this is a version of the piece that had been done by Gastoldi. And finally, in this set, we have Josquin des Prez, who was born someplace between 1450 and 1455, died in 1521. The piece Scaramella, arranged for lute by Richard C. Earle in Basel in 1982.
Thank you.
arrangement of Scaramella by Josquin des Prez. And we also heard music by Cipriano Durora and Jacob van Eyck. This is part of this first section of the CD called Transcriptions and Reductions. Our program today, again, is called The Gradual Rise of Instrumental Music.
Continuing in this program, a piece by Heinrich Isaac, who lived from around 1450 to 55 until 1517. The piece de Tout Bien Plein, arranged for lute by R.C. Earle in Basel in 1982. And then we turn to music by Marco Dalla Chia, who was born around 1480 and died in 1538. First, La Battaglia, which was Marco's arrangement of a battaglia by Jeannequin, and then a Richard Carr number 33. These pieces performed by Paul Odette on the lute.
Thank you.
finishing this section called Transcriptions and Reductions, we heard all lute music by Henrik Isaac Mocho de la Quia, and this is from a CD and called The Gradual Rise of Instrumental Music. We're going on to section number 2, which is Music to be Played.
We'll begin with a piece by Enrique de Valderrabano, who lived from 1500 to 1557, Contrapunto sobre el tenor del Conde Claros. Two people playing lutes here, Eric Belloc and Massimo Moscardo. Following that, a piece by Alonso Modara, who lived from around 1510 to 1580, Fantasia del primer tono pur guitare. Eric Belloc plays vihuela here, then two pieces by Francesco da Milano, who lived 1497 to 1543. Fantasia 67 and Fantasia 30. The lutenist here, Andreas Martin. And finally, Pietro Paolo Borono, who flourished between 1531 to 49. A Fantasia and a Saltarello, both performed by Paul Odette on lute. Thank you.
Part one of this music to be played from this program dealing with the rise of instrumental music, we heard music by Walter Barano, Mudara, De Milano, and also Barono. And we continue on with the final selections in this group.
We hear now three anonymous tunes by that most prolific of writers, Anonymous. The first is Greensleeves, the second, Packington's Pound, the third, Kemp's Jig, the performer Andreas Martin on lute. Following that, a pavane by Alfonso Ferrabosco, who lived from 1575 to 1628. He's known as Alfonso Ferrabosco the Younger and actually was English, hence a pavane instead of pavane. The performer Andreas Martin, lute. And then three pieces by Giovanni Girolamo Capsberger, who lived from around 1580, definitely died in 1651. First, a toccata arpeggiata for Citarone, and that was composed in 1604. Then a toccata number 1, composed in 1611, for lute, the performer Paul Odette. Thank you.
ending that section of music to be played, we heard a group of lute pieces there. We have time for three more selections. This will be from the portion called Music for Dancing.
These are anonymous pieces, and they were edited by Pierre Falaise, who lived from 1550 to 1629. The first, L'arbocello ballo furlano, then Alman and a saltarello, then Sherazzula Marazzula.
Thank you.
and ending with the Charazula Marazula by Pierre Falez. Hope you've enjoyed this program, The Gradual Rise of Instrumental Music, and ending with Music for Dancing.
Thanks for being with us today here on Continuum. Please join us again next week for another hour of early music. Stay well.